Today is Masechta Tamid, Daf Lamid Aleph. So I'd like to discuss with you a Shagas Aryeh. The question of the Shagas Aryeh is a very, very powerful question which ties together a collection of ideas and sugyas. Okay, let's first learn today's Daf. In today's Daf, the Lamid Aleph, we learn a halacha of Hafshata, discussing the carbon tamid. Carbon tamid is a carbon ola, and the kohen flays, he removes the skin, and then he cuts the animal into different pieces. Let me read a few lines of Gemara. It says here in the Gemara, lo ha yashayver bayas haregel, ela noikvay, he would not break, after the animal has been slaughtered, he would not break the legs. Ela noikvay mitoch arukuvo, v'tolaba, he would make a hole in one of the joints of the legs, in the knee of the leg. The toilet bow, and he would hang up the animal in this joint. He would take a hook, and the hook would be inserted into the hole that he's punctured in the knee, and the animal will be hung on a post. The toilet bow. Then the kohen begins to remove the skin. Mafshit the yoyred, he begins from top down. Again, the top of the animal now is the legs. The legs, the animal is hung upside down by its legs, and he begins to remove the skin from the upper area. In this case, means from the knee. Go to pull all the way down until he gets to the head. Hoye mafshit the yoyred ad shemagia lechoze, until he reaches the chest. Once the skin has been pulled down to the chest, he stops. He does not continue to remove all the skin to the neck, stops. He gia lechazer, when he reaches the chest, stops. Chotach es harosh, he cuts off the head. After he venosna lemisha zochabo, when he gives the head to one of the kohanim who's designated to bring the head, to carry the head to the ramp of the Mizbeach, in preparation for it being burnt.
Very gruesome.
Okay, you get used to it. Okay, let's go further. Let's continue. Chotach es hakaroyim, he then cuts the legs. He cuts the legs. Unisan and lemisha zachabam, he gives the legs to another kohen who was pointed to transport the legs to the ramp. Then Merak Esahevshit, he concludes. Merak means to finish. Then he goes back to the hide, pulls the hide all the way down to the neck, and rips off the remainder of the skin. Period. Okay, then after he's done that, Korah Esalev, he then takes out the heart. He punctures the heart to make sure there is no blood collected in the heart, and so on and so forth. Okay, the main point I want to mention, to highlight here, is that the hefshet was done in two stages. First, the skin was removed until the chest, then the head was removed, and then the legs were removed, and then he returns to conclude, to finish the removal of the remainder of the skin. Okay, now let's go to a Gemara in the Sefer. Gemara in the Sefer Shabbos. Now the reason why there is a hefsek, I'll explain a little bit later. We'll come to the exact reason why. Why can't the kohen just take off the skin all the way down to the bottom? Once he is involved in removing the skin, just go all the way. Go all the way down to the bottom, remove the skin entirely, and then you'll cut off the head, cut off the legs, take out the heart, and so on and so forth. Why does there have to be a hefsek, a break, after the kohen reaches the chest? Let's go to Gemara Masech, the Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Gimel Amid Beis, where we discuss the rules of Nila. Mitan Rabban, Hamol, person that's involved in doing a bris milah on Shabbos. Bris milah on Shabbos involves chil Shabbos. You are goizes, you are cutting off skin, you are cutting off the orla. It's a molocha deraisa. Now we know in the bris milah there are different parts of the orla. There are parts that must be removed, there are ma'akev, and then there's what's called the tzitzin that are not ma'akev. Tzitzin means small pieces of flesh which are not the primary orla. but are an extension of the Arla, which ideally should be removed as part of the process of Bris Milah. So it goes without saying that during the week, when there is no issue of Chil Shabbos, when the Moel removes the Arla, if he removes most of the Arla, and then he realizes that there are a few slivers of flesh which have not been removed, he takes the knife and he returns and goes back and removes those parts, those tzitzin, even though it's not essential, even though it's not going ma'akev the mitzvah. But if it's Shabbos, we have a problem. Because Shabbos, Milah, is Doicha Shabbos. We have a special drasha, Rabbi Bris Milah on Shabbos. But what is Doicha Shabbos? Only the etzem mitzvah. What happens if the moyel, when he's removing the arla, does not in one shot remove every part of the arla, but he removed the part of the arla that's ma'akev, that is essential. But there are still some slivers of flesh which are not essential, which ideally should be removed. It would be a good thing to remove them in order to be mahader, to do the mitzvah in this most ideal way. But it's not ma'akev. For him now to take his knife and go back and remove these slivers which he missed the first time would involve another action of Chil Shabbos. But it's not necessary because the mitzvah has been fulfilled. It's called the tzitzin which are not ma'akev. Is this the Torah says that you like Michal Shabbos for Bris Milah, does it include give the mole the right to return and remove the tzitzin that are not ma'akev? So here's what the Gemara says.
The delay is between the time when he realized, for example.
No, not really. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Let me go back.
It doesn't matter. Once he separates, it's enough. So let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Tanna Rabban, Hamol. Calls man shu isag milah, as long as he's involved in the milah chayzer, he can go back. Bein alat tzitzin am ma'akim, bein am es milah, bein alat tzitzin ma'akim es milah. Perash. Once he removes the knife from the bris milah. Perash. Then the rule is alat tzitzin am ma'akim es milah chayzer. If the mitzvah has not been fulfilled, so he has no choice. That's part of the mitzvah deraisa. So he's allowed to return and remove that essential part. Al atzitzin she'en ma'akvin es amilo eino choizer. You're not allowed to. It's Shabbos. Chil Shabbos. What are you trying to do? To remove a few more slivers of flesh? It's a melacha deraisa. Milo, you've done the bris mila. You haven't done the bris mila in the most beautiful way, but the person halachically has a bris mila, and that's it. So it's not the best. He's not going to get an A+ for his service, but he's not going to get the best recommendation for someone else, but he was mekayem the mitzvah. So it's forbidden. Okay, so the Gemara says, now, man tanu, who is the author? Who is the tan of this halacha? So the Gemara says, man tanu perish in chayzer, omar rabba babarchona, omar yochumat. This is very important. It is Rabbi Yishmael binoish, Rabbi Yochanan bin Broikihi. The tanya, what's the halacha? Korban Pesach. Arba also shachal yois b'shabbos. Now here's the. Let me give you some background for you. The Gemara. Karban Pesach is slaughtered when it's slaughtered on the 14th day in the afternoon. When is it eaten? It's eaten at night. Karban Pesach is slaughtered in the afternoon. Erev Pesach after Chatzos. When do we eat it? At night. When you removing the skin, to remove the skin of an animal is a malacha derais. What the malach is exactly, that's another, but removing the skin, flaying an animal, is a malach deraisa. It's Shabbos. Erev Pesach Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. We wake up very early, and we know the whole routine we had a couple of times. So when is the Karban Pesach slaughtered? On Shabbos. Erev Pesach Shechal Liyos B'Shabbos. After Chatzos. Michal Shabbos, that's right. It's a Gezeres HaKasav that you're allowed to slaughter the Karban Pesach on Shabbos. When will it be eaten? At night. What must be done when they slaughter the Karban Pesach? You must remove certain fats, the imurim, certain fats have to be taken out of the animal and burned on the Mizbeach. Okay, it's going to be done. But when will the Karban Pesach be roasted? When will you eat the Karban Pesach? At night. So how do we prepare the Karban Pesach? So let's assume as follows. What's the procedure? You slaughter the Karban Pesach. You insert a hook into its leg. You hang it up, and you pull down the skin. you're Mechal Shabbos. You pull down the skin. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. It's not Chal Shabbos. This is the mitzvah. Why did I pull down the skin until the skin? I have to get to the fats. I have to cut open the animal and remove the fats of the animal to burn on the Mizbeach. That's part of the mitzvah. How far do I have to pull down the animal, the skin, to get to the fat? I only need to go to the chest. Once I get to the chest, I have enough room to open up the animal and remove the fats. Okay, very good. Open up the animal, take out the fats, put them in the mizbech, it's all ready to go. Now what? Am I allowed to continue pulling the hide down, completely removing the remainder of the hide? It's not necessary. Why is that not necessary? Because I'm anyway not going to roast the Karban Pesach until Motzei Shabbos. So in the meantime, let the animal remain with the hide. I had to pull the hide down at least halfway in order to open up the animal to take out to remove the fats. But now that I've removed the fats, it's not necessary for me to be Mechal Shabbos again to pull the hide all the way down to the head, to all the way down to the bottom, because I'm anyway not going to prepare this animal, this meat, until the evening, until Mitzvah Shabbos, and then I will roast it in its entirety. Am I allowed to go back? So maybe you'll tell me, well, since I was allowed to start the Hefshet, and that was absolutely necessary, I should be allowed to, it's all part of the process, I should be allowed to conclude the Hefshet. So the Gemara says this is identical to the question of the Tzitzin HaMa'akvin. The Moel is allowed to do Bris Milah. He's allowed to remove the flesh. He did part of it. He did most of it. And he separated. Now he realizes there's more to do. The more that there is to do is not essential. But once already he's been given permission on Shabbos to do the part that is essential, maybe he should be allowed to go back and finish up the part that's not essential. So the Gemara says it's aser, not allowed. Once you separated, you're no longer involved in cutting, you separated, you're not allowed to go back and do the part of the meal that's not essential. That is a parallel that's identical to the Maal Yemeh that says that when Erev Pesach Shechal Yes B'Shabbos, and you're allowed to flay, to remove the skin, so you do it in two steps, you pull it down until the chest, you take out the fats, stop. That's it.
How essential is the head?
What?
How essential is the head?
What head? The head or the Karban Pesach?
The Karban Pesach.
Karban Pesach, you don't cut off the head. It remains attached. The head of the Karban Pesach, I'm going to get to that, remains attached. You roast it with the animal itself. You don't have to cut off the head. The only thing that you do by the Karban Pesach is you take out the fats inside the animal. The head remains the same. So this Maal Yemeh says you don't remove the skin to the bottom. So the Gemara, these two opinions are relayed. Let me read that inside. Who is the Tana that says by Bris Milah, you're not allowed to take off the tzitzin of the Milah that are not makiv? It is Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Chaim Broika, the Tanya, Arba Osar, Shechal Yes B'Shabbos, Erev Pesach, Shechal Yes B'Shabbos, Mashit, HaPesach, Ad, HeChozeh, Divrei Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Chaim Broika, and stop. V'chachomim oimrim, Mavshitin es kuloi. They say gold, which simply means, after you take the fats, go back and do the rest. So therefore, it comes out that we have a machlokes. There are two. There are, according to the chachamim, what would be mashma according to the chachamim, that by bris milah, once you're allowed to go back by Karban Pesach, you're allowed to go back and remove the tzitzin ha'makif. Now let me read the Rashi, because Rashi says a lot of very important things. Mavsha Pesach anechazer. Rashi here in Masech the Shabbos says, v'hainu perash, the Tanan. Rashi says, guess what? V'hainu perash, the Tanan the Masech the Tomit. When it says here you remove the skin until the chest, Rashi says if you want to understand what this means, go to the Daf Yomi. Go to Masechta Tomid on Daf Lamed Aleph Omid Aleph. Rashi gives the address. Gabi Hefshitu, they would remove the animal Shehoya Maschil Min Haraglayim. They would begin the Hefshit from the legs. The Hoya Mavshit V'yored Ad Shemagil Lechazeh. He gile chaze chotach esaroish by a tomid, by the tomid. The nostril misha zochabo, the achakacha karayim, umerak vehevshit, shamid minei. From here we learn, shamegile chaze, when once you reach the chest, silik yedav in a hevshit, you stop, you no longer continue pulling the skin down. The hischil is aseg binituach tsas, you begin to cut some of the pieces. Now, v'gabi oilo dekulu kolil merik v'hevshid u'minateh chayadayim tchila. Okay, this is not what we need, acharosh. But here's the part. V'gabi pesach nami. This is critical. And Rashi continues, and by a carbon pesach nami mishehivshid ad hechazeh, once you get to the chest, stop. Diyachol, because this is all you need to remove. All you need to remove the fats. Diyachol lehoitzei emurav below nimin, without any attachment of skin. Koiro, you remove, you cut open the animal. Umoitzei miyad immediately. V'havilei peirash menehevshet. By Rashi is explicit. By a carb pesach, you remove the skin until the chest and stop. It's all you need. You then cut open the animal, take out the fats. Now you want to go back and finish off removing the skin? You're not allowed to. You've already separated yourself. So this is equivalent to the issue. Are you allowed to go back and remove the tzitzin that are not nakev in the milah? The Kamar Rabbi Shmuel Shuv ain't a goyim erem avshet mishum dekevon de peirash havi chazara mil chazara milsa de eschalta lenavshesh v'shloi letzorich gevoya dumi yodet tzitzim deloy makan. So it's amazing here in this Gemara. The Gemara is clear according to Rashi's interpretation. The two halachos are parallel to each other. If you're not allowed to remove on Shabbos, to return and remove the tzitzin that are not ma'akev, you're not allowed to finish pulling off the remainder of the skin from the Karban Pesach, shechaliyos b'Shabbos. If you're allowed to return and remove the tzitzin which are not ma'akev, you're allowed to return and remove the remainder of the skin. Okay? Clear as day. Here we have a very, very big problem. The problem is the Rambam. The Rambam, I don't have the Rambam Hilchos Smil here, but the Rambam Hilchos Smil paskins like Rabbi Yossi. The Rambam paskins, what? Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef, The Rambam paskins on Shabbos, a moil. He's doing Bris Milah, and he slips. And he doesn't succeed in removing all of the tzitzin that are not ma'akev. And he's removed his hand. And he looks, the Bris Milah is kosher. The child is considered to be a nimol, but there are tzitzin that are not ma'akev. It's not mechudar. Am I allowed to return and do another act of cutting to remove those tzitzin? Also, Rambam paskins also. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brei. Now, Rambam paskins that it's also, and the Gemara says that if you paskin, you hold like a bishmol b'nosh abiyachan broken in the case of tzitzin ambakin, what will you hold? What we can automatically assume, what will you hold when it comes to Erev Pesach, shechalias b'shabbos, after I remove half of the skin,
can't go back.
And I take out the fats, I can't go back. I have to let the animal hang like this in my home for the remainder, or in the base time, wherever it is, I have to let it remain like this until the remainder of Shabbos. And when Shabbos is over, I'll pull off the rest of the skin and I will put it on the spit and put it into the oven and roast the Karban Pesach. Right? The Rambam paskins. Let me read the Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach like the Rabbanon. Shochat HaShoychet HaKilu HaKoyin. Now, healing during the weekday. The Shoychet did Shchita. The Koyin did Kabbalah. Nice L'chadera V'chadei L'chadera K'dei Shisat K'dei Ram B'mitzvah Ad She'gil Adam Yisrael Koyin HaKoyin Muzeh. Now you hang up the carbon pesach. You remove the entire skin. Now we assume that the Rambam learns like Rashi in the Gemara that the process, the procedure of hafshata is a two-step process. Until Rashi is explicit, like as it says the Farish, says explicitly in Misach the Shabbos, you pull to the chazeh, remove the fats, and then you go back and you finish it off. Two-step process, but that's only according to the Rabbanim. That's not according to Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Yochanan Breiko. But the Rambam himself passed like Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Yochanan when it comes to the laws of Milah, which means he's forced to say passed like Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Yochanan Breiko when it comes to the laws of Pesach, because the Gemara says you can't separate the two. It's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. So what's going on here? And don't tell me that this only during the weekday, because go down a few lines next halacha, kimaseyu b'chol, kach maseyu b'shabbos. The Rambam explicitly says there's no difference between when Erev Pesach falls out during the week and when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So we have here a very great difficulty in the Rambam. This question is asked by the Shagas Aryeh. Very big question. Now the answer to the Shagas Aryeh, I didn't have really enough time to really understand the details, but I'm not sure, it's not my point to give the details. I'm going to give you enough details to figure out what the answer is. There are more technical points that have to be made to give the answer. But I want to bring out an important point, which obviously is a major factor in the answer to this question. It doesn't answer everything, because the Gemara says the two are linked. So, Gary, you have to have a little bit more room to wiggle in order to make things work out. Okay, let me know. This question was not only asked on the Rambam, it's also asked on some of the Rishonim, because some of the other Rishonim, I'm not exactly sure in the halacha context, they ask this question, and they basically say this question is also, this, what I'm about to say is pointed out in the footnote on the bottom of the new Shagas Aryeh. They have someone, there's a new edited edition of Shagas Aryeh, and he points out this question is asked on other Rishonim, and they give an answer as far as this is an interesting point, is that the Gemara goes on later to say the reason why you would want to continue to do the Hefshet is after you've gone halfway is because it's a bezoyon. A carbon Pesach is sacred. Sacred. If you pull the skin half down, and then you cut it open, take out the fats, put it on the Mizbeach, and now what? It's in the butcher shop. It's hanging on a hook. The skin is half down. And you're going to remain like this for the next 6 hours until Shabbos is over. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace for a Dover Kodesh. And the Gemara quotes, so the Gemara says, Kol Poal Hashem Lema'ano. Everything Hashem has created for His honor, for His purpose, for His sake. This is similar to the concept called Zeh Keli V'Anu. This is my God, and I will adorn Him, I will honor Him, I will beautify Him. When the Gemara discusses the issue of returning on Shabbos to remove the tzitz and the nat ma'akir, the term the Gemara used, the reason why it should be permitted is because it's ideal to do the bris mil in a beautiful way. Zekeli v'anveyu. When the Gemara discusses the issue of continuing the hefshet on Shabbos, it doesn't say zekeli v'anveyu. It says a different concept called kol, everything, to pasuk po'al Hashem, Hashem has created, Lemano, for His sake. It's very similar. So the Mefarshim explained that the concept of kol, Paul Lemano, is not identical to Zekeli V'Anveyu. It's a higher level. There's a greater power in this concept, the requirement to not treat something with contempt, with bezoyon, than the concept of Zekeli V'Anveyu. And therefore, the way they answer this question, again, it's not necessarily the answer for the Rambam, but I'm just going to give you some building blocks to bring out some points, is that by bris milah, it can very well be that on Shabbos, once you're poresh, you're not allowed to return. Because the only reason why you'd want to return is because you want to do the mitzvah in a beautiful method. Zekeli V'Anveyu. No. Zekeli, to adorn HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is not a strong enough reason to allow you to return to do something which is forbidden. Even though it's not really forbidden, because you're allowed to do it to start on Shabbos, but you can't go back and conclude the avodah. But when it comes to a Karban Pesach, which is a sacred object, that's going to go on the Mizbeach, it goes on the Mizbeach, and it's a Karban HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason why you'd want to return and finish off the action, which is normally forbidden, is because of a concept which is similar to Zekeli V'Anveyu, but even greater. Kol Pol Lemano, that has so much weight, so much power, you're allowed to return and conclude on Shabbos, because really it's mutter. Since you're allowed to start, you're allowed to return, even though your return involves a new action after you've separated from your original action. That's one approach. But there's another approach upon which you've touched. Let's go back to Hefshet. What's going on? Carbonola. pull the skin halfway down, and then what do? You chop off the head. Why? At this point, you're not taking out the emum. The emum being going to be removed later on by a carbon, by a carbon. The ola, you take out the emum later on. You don't take out the emum now. You take out when you do. Why stop? Why, when you pull off the skin, go all the way, pull it all the way down to the bottom, and then cut off the head. What's going on? There are many answers to this question. This is the topic of discussion. Why, by a carbon tub, you have to stop in the middle? The answer I want to focus on is the Gra. The Gra says that in the Torah, the nitach v'hifshid esoila, the nitach esoila, you shall cut lin sochecha, this nitach, you cut into its pieces, lin sochecha. There's another pasuk that says, I don't remember the old psukim. There's another pasuk which clearly separates the head and the legs from the other parts of the animal. There are legs, there are arms, there are joints. The Mefarshim, the Gra explains, it's not only the Gra, but other Mefarshim explain, is that the head and the legs are not one of the pieces, the nisochecha. They are nitochim, there are pieces of the animal, and there are things that are not called halachic pieces, like the head. And the difference is, the head is not flayed. You don't remove the skin from the head. The head is put on the mizbech with the skin. Anything that is called a halachic nituach, a piece, has to first be flayed before it's cut into pieces. The head is not called the piece. The pasuk, which clearly separates it, this slips my tongue, the pasuk, the roish, the Karayim and the Chol Nisochech and all of its pieces, they're separate. Therefore, the Rambam grosses as follows. If you were to pull off the skin all the way down to the bottom in one shot, and then cut off the head, and then cut the legs, and then cut the animal into different pieces, it appears that the head is one of the pieces. There is a chest, and there's a this side of the animal, that side of the animal, this quarter, that quarter, so on and so forth. Since I am cutting off the head and the legs together with cutting the animal in different pieces, the head is also one of the pieces of the animal. In order to show the head is not a piece of the animal, you're mafsik. I pull off the skin halfway down. Before I can clue the hefshit, I cut off the head. I cut off the legs. Out of the way. Now, we conclude, the hifshit es ho'ila, I conclude the hifshit, the removing of the skin, the nitach oiso lin sochecha. And then I cut off the pieces. In order to get the head and the legs out of the way and to show that it's not one of the nisochecha, we have to stop the hefshit prematurely so we can get them out of the way and then finish the hefshit and then proceed to do the other pieces. That's why it's critical to stop in the middle. Now, Karban Pesach, the head is not cut off. Karban Pesach, Al Roishoy V'Al Kiraov Yochluhu. The pasuk is explicit. The entire lamb is roasted in its entirety with the head, with the legs. So you don't have to stop in the middle. So that's it's not going to answer the Gemara the point exactly, but because the Gemara says the two are related, according to Shmuel ben Yehoshua, the Gemara is finished. They did stop in the middle. They did stop. So the Rambam can hold. The Rambam doesn't have to necessarily hold like that point of Rabbi Shmuel ben Yochanan and Breik appears to say that just like they would stop in the middle when it comes to the carbon tamid, so they also stopped in the middle when it came to the carbon pesach, not necessarily. That can very well be the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef Yochanan, but it could be that the Rabbanim disagree. The Rabbanim hold, the only reason why you have to stop, there are many reasons why you have to stop in the middle, the head, but if you take that this is the primary reason, that reason is only true when it comes to the Karban Tumit. because there you have a din of the nisochecha, and the head is not one of the nisochecha. You must be mafsek. You have to stop. But a Karim Pesach, where you're not cutting off the head, who's stopping you from pulling the skin all the way down in one shot? And really, look at that. That's what Rambam says. It doesn't say in the Rambam that you pull the skin halfway down, you take out the emum, and then you conclude. You pull the skin down in one shot. You never poyresh. It's not that the Rambam is coming to paskin that you pull off the skin in one shot. You pull off the skin, which means that it's a two-step process, and you will perish. And if you perish, it's a contradiction to the case of the Tisna Mavak. No! Ein Hachanami, the Ram, if the case was by the Korban Pesach where you would have to stop, or you did make a mistake, and you did stop in the middle, then Ein Hachanami, you're not allowed to go back and conclude the Hevshet, because it's no different than the case of the Tisna Mavak. But by a Korban Pesach, it's not necessary to stop!
But you took out the Emorah.
What?
Didn't you say before about Korban Pesach, you pull it down, you took out the Emorah?
That's what Rashi says.
How's the Rambam work? What do you do when you
Rashi disagrees. Rambam disagrees with Rashi.
So when do you take out the Emorah, according to Rambam?
After you finish the entire Hefshet, pull the skin all the way down to the very bottom. Then you take out the emurim. Rashi is saying that since the Gemara, Rashi is definitely kashon. The Gemara says that the two are matched. The Gemara says that Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshav Yochanan America says when it comes to the carbon pesach, the tzitzin are ma'akim yipayrish, and that's going to be identical to the case of carbon pesach shachal yis erev Shabbos. Shachal yis b'Shabbos. Rashi says what's going on? It must be so. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshav Yochanan America must hold the carbon pesach is identical to a carbon pesach, just like a carbon tamid, you must stop in the middle. So Rabbi Yishmol ben Rabbi Yochanan Berger holds also when it comes to carbon pesach, you stop in the middle. Why? To get the emurim. The Rambam says, yeah, that's in the Chanam the way Rabbi Yishmol ben Rabbi Yochanan Berger holds. But you should know that the Rabbanon can disagree. The Rabbanon hold that when it comes to carbon pesach, there's no need to stop in the middle. Because the only reason why you have to stop in the middle by a carbon tamid is because you have to cut off the head. By the carbon pesach, you're not cutting off the head. So you don't have to stop. You don't have to stop. So just because you got to a point now where you can take out the emurim, okay, but so what? Why stop now? Once you stop, you can't go back. You can't return. So go all the way. Go all the way. You never separated from this single ma'isa being parish. Get down to the bottom. And that's what the Rambam says about shitines kuloi in one shot. Not in two shots. So you don't get involved in the issue of coming back to after you were Pirish. And that's why there's not a contradiction between the two Piskei Halacha of the Rambam. If you learn like Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel ben Breika that you have to stop in the middle, that's his opinion, then the two are going to be identically related. If you pass in the case of the Bris Milah, you're not allowed to return, you would not be allowed to return by the Karban Pesach. But the Rambam holds, I don't pass in like Rabbi Shmuel ben Shmuel ben Breika the procedure of the Karban Pesach. Because the only reason why the Karban Tamid you have to stop in the middle is because of the Rosh. By the Karban Pesach, you don't have to stop because there is no Rosh. So you can go all the way. So the Meila, Enochanami, I was never part. That was never Pirish. I go all the way down to the bottom. So that's why it's not going to be a contradiction. So this is the gist of how you answer the Shabbos Aryeh's Kasha in the Rambam. Yes. Stop, you can't go back.
After Shabbos
over, could be after Shabbos over. After Shabbos.
Yeah.
After Shabbos. So Shabbos. So you don't do the necessary business.
You have a
what?